This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, I think there's a little evening up. The down we had the first day or two of this week, especially in the wheat and corn, they kind of stabilized. They had reversals up yesterday and a little higher today. They need a higher close today to confirm maybe a short-term reversal from the down. You know, the market's been pummeled in the last, since the beginning of 2024, two big things, rain in Brazil and slack exports. And, you know, a lot of headwinds there and no tailwinds to offset them. So, but now that they overdid the market and you've got several reports this week. We've already had one of them that was CONAB's report on Brazilian production. And then we've got the WASDE on Friday. And then we have a three-day weekend for MLK days on Monday. So we're closed at 1:20 Friday. Don't reopen until Monday night at 7 o'clock. Back to the CONAB estimates, 155.2 million metric tons in beans, down from 160.1. Corn at 117, down from 118. Last year was 131. Both the planted area and beans went down about 3% and about 5.5% in corn.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up a quarter of a cent at 459 and a half. March soybeans down 12 even at 1236 and a half. March soybean meal down 330 at 364.30. Soybean oil down 20 cents at 48.25. On the Merck, February live cattle down 2 cents at 170.75. January feeders up 85 cents at 224.62. February lean hogs up 20 cents at 72.07. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.